Log Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the roundabout areas. Sending you greetings, Happy New Year to each and every one. Trusting that all is well in wherever you are, and that you did have a very, very encouraging new year. And we thank God for you. We had one. We thank God for everyone that participated in the name of Jesus. We thank God for it. And right here we are having prayer. Now listen, you better call 347-857-3925. Give a call and tell us your request. You want to chat with us, whatever, we are here for you. Here's Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. We give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this morning, Father God, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father God, giving us one more day, Lord, Father God, to get it right with you. Knowing, Lord, Father God, that no day is promised to us, Lord, Father, we thank you for this gift, Lord, Father, that you have given us today, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Father, asking you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness, Lord, Father, of all sin and those that we're praying for, Lord, Father, all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for being that way maker for them. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for being that person, Lord, Father God, that loves them, Lord, Father, in their time right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for touching their minds, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the jobs. We thank you for the promotions right now in the name of Jesus. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, we lay every burden, Lord, Father God, at your feet. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, on those that ask for prayer, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for hearing and answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Bishop Clark, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to continue to touch his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for just making ways out of no ways for him right now, Lord. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Richie right now, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to heal his body after these surgeries, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for never leaving him nor forsaking him. Father God, touch his mother, Sister Elizabeth, Lord, Father. Continue to give her the strength that she needs, Lord, Father God, in you, Lord, Father, as she continue to stay by her son's side, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Naomi, Lord, and thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord, Father. Father, when the doctors had given her up, Lord, Father God, prayer went forward, and we thank you, Lord, Father God, for answering prayers, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father. Continue to touch her body right now In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father God, Eldred Christian right now, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to continue to touch his body as well right now, Lord. We speak healing right now, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, those that deal with chemo and dialysis, Lord, Father God, we hold them before you right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, as they continue, Lord, Father God, to seek your strength, Lord. Father, we hold before you Tracy. We hold before you Barbara. We hold before you Deidre right now, Lord, Father. We hold before you Prophet Hunt right now in the name of Jesus. Father, continue, Lord, Father God, to touch their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. You say healing is the children's bread, Lord, and by your stripes we are healed. So, Father, we ask you this day, Lord, Father, to let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, Father, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking, Lord, Father God, or listening on this broadcast. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to just have your way, show up, show out. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance, just being, Lord, Father God, on this broadcast today, Lord, touching hearts and minds right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I ask you to decrease, Lord, Father God, my apostle, bishop, and pastor, Lord. Father, as you increase in them, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for just moving right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen to each and every one of you. We thank God for you, you, and you. So that we call the name to pray for. We need to pray for you. You call us at 347-857-3925 or text Sister Diane. All right. Don't text me. I'm not a texting person, okay? All right. You may never get the right message. So you just text her, pray for we'll pray for you, you and you. If you just want to talk, talk, you know. Tell us how God has blessed you in this coming year or what you're expecting him to do. Okay. Amen. All right. Let me give you a little, a little word here. Patience is the signature of the saint, the hallmark of the humble, and the trademark of the teacher. Patience is the signature of the saint, the hallmark of the humble, and the trademark of the teacher. So govern yourselves accordingly. Are you patient? Amen. Are you patient? Well, we are back here again, the second day of the new year. Second day. All right. How are you faring, huh? How are you faring today? Oh, we'd love to know, but if you don't want to tell us, all right, keep it to yourself. All right, we thank God for this second day. We thank God for Pastor Sharon. We thank God for Bishop Porter. We thank God for Sister Diane. And we thank God for all the Prophet Nathan. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for them. And most of all, we thank God for you out there. Each one of you, we thank God for you, you know. And we know that God is doing great and wonderful things in your life. We know he is. You know, we're not going to take nothing less than the fact that he's doing great and wonderful things in your life. Isn't that right? Okay. Amen. And we are praying for those that are sick and suffering. Some of you may not want nobody to know how sick you are, you know, or anything like that. But, you know, I just want to tell you, pray for me. You know, if anything hurting and out of whack or whatever way it is, I want what happened, you to pray for me. Okay? Amen, because I'm going to tell you, you know, I tell you what the doctor said myself. I'm going to tell you, because I want you to be definite when you pray for me, you know, about the, what is wrong, because I want it to be right. How about you? That's me now. Lots of people that, you know, don't want nobody to know. They sick, you know. Well, I can understand. Some people have pity. Well, have enough pity to do something about it. That's what I would do, huh? Praise God. Amen. Bless God. But God is good, you know. He's still good. All right. You don't have to go according to my opinion, right? Amen. You're your own man or woman. That's who you are today. Bless God. And I found out, you know, you may want a lot of things to happen, but people don't want it, so you can't make nobody do nothing, okay? Praise God. So we must move on, isn't that right? Move on, move on. That's where we go. Move right on, because God is still good. Isn't he? He's still good. He's good, and he hears the prayers of the righteous. Yes, he's still hearing the prayers. Right? He haven't quit just because it's New Year. Okay? He's still hearing them. He's still answering prayer. Also, if he answered any prayer with you lately, give us a call. Let us know if God has answered a prayer or worked a miracle, you know, in your life. I like to hear about miracles that God has performed in people's lives. I like to hear your testimony. And people don't want to tell their testimonies anymore, you know. So I'm just going to assume God has not really did anything magnificent or outstanding in their life, you know, for them to tell, you know. So, because people don't want to say God done anything for them anymore. Honey, God keep doing great things for me. Every time he touched the body, he keep doing great things for me. Praise God. And I want to let the world know how good God is for me. And I'll keep on telling it. Amen. Just how good he is. He blessed me with so many ways to still be alive. Yes, I'm still here. I didn't think I'd make the new year, but I made it. Amen. I made it. And I'm ready to what? Go to war. Are you ready to go to war? You didn't realize you was in a war, didn't you? The saints really do not realize that they're in a war today, okay? And you got to have your what? Your war clothes on. You got to have them on. You cannot be getting ready. You got to be ready already. When 2020 came in, you're supposed to be ready already. You know, glory to God. And you think about the people that didn't make it and the families that's going through their sorrows at this time. Oh, we want to send them prayers to them, you know, that they come through, make it through this time of sorrow, you know, when they loved one left. Oh, we tell you, but the loved one is in a far better place than this, what we are in. We got to get there, don't we? Praise God. We got to make it there and trust that we do make it there. My. And do you know what kind of war you're in? Has anybody ever told you about the wall that you're in? My. And I was thinking about it all morning about the wall we're in. We're constantly in a fight. A fight for our own lives. A fight to stay alive. We're constantly in a fight to maintain our status quo in the Christian community. We constantly is in that. And it's sad when people fight each other instead of fighting the enemy, the devil, okay? And they all people always mad about something. Everybody's angry about something. This is why we have a lot of violence running around. This is why people are doing crazy things because of, you know, the enemy just takes it upon himself to cause something to, well, make anger come up in people, and all types of emotions begin to show, you know, in different people. And it's because of we are not aware of the fact that he's always going to be trying to distract you from what your purpose is. You know, he does this all the time, you know. Praise God. My God, my God. God is, he's good now. God is still good, but it doesn't stop the devil from doing what? Attacking you and attacking those around you. You know, you find many relationships dissolving today, marriages dissolving today because of this, that, or the other, you know, because people don't take time to understand one another. And remember the scripture saying all you're getting, get an understanding. That means understand, suppose he told you also, that we are to do what? Understand them that labor among you. You need to get some understanding of them also. You know, like that. So that you will be able to work in unity. Mm-hmm. Work in unity. This is where we want you to be today. Amen. To work in unity. We try to get each person to work with us also. We were talking about it. You know, we can't do it right away until we have a new one, a new song. We try to best to get people to some to that listen. You know, if you like it, you like it. That's okay. If you don't want to change, you don't. But if you do, you do. So we're just trying to see where we are heading for 2020. This is what we are working on. Since this is a new year and a year of things changing all around us, it's changing in our lives, changing in the government, changing in lots of homes and businesses and what have you, changing all over the place. And we know this is a year where we want some release. We want to go up higher. And whatever it takes to do that, if it takes some type of change, then so be it. So we can get out of the rut we was in last year, that we won't bring it into this year. It's what we are trying to get people to work with us about. Now, that's all it's about. Praise God, is if it takes change, it takes a change. It should be change if God going to move in the change. This is where we are going with that, no, right, people? Praise the Lord. But, you know, I was about to talk about a particular word. A particular word, expandable. I was talking about expandable. See, now, expandable is a word, it's an adjective, it's a word in the military language, it's a word that you find a lot in the military language. And we want to talk about that a little bit today, okay? We want to talk about that. Expandable, being expandable, huh? Now, for the military, it's the about the men in the military, their equipment and their supplies and whatever they need, And each thing is what? Capable of being sacrificed in order to accomplish. See, when you say expandable, it helps you to accomplish, okay, a military objective. And since we're in a war, we're always fighting, huh? See, we need to do what? We have a military objective to accomplish here. We're on the battlefield, people, whether you know it or not. And it's not a subject that everybody want to talk about, the military and all of this stuff. But you may have somebody in your family that's in the military. And each person in the military, they go through a basic training that prepares them, teaches them of everything that they need to know to fight in the battle. And what battle are they fighting in? They have to go to different places in the world, in this country, wherever they have to go. It may be a different set of people they may have to fight, but they have to prepare for that fight. Do you see what I'm saying? And when they prepare for that fight, that means there's more sacrifices than we realize. Today, the people of God do not want to sacrifice anything that it needs to win this battle. See, they don't want to sacrifice this today. All over the land, everybody want to do what they want to do, and they don't want to sacrifice. You see what I'm saying? Now, there has to be a sacrifice in order to accomplish anything. Come on now, there got to be one. All right, think about it now. You think about your life. You think about the people around you. You think about the ones you know in the military. They sacrificed their home life, didn't they? They left home. They had to change their way of thinking. They had to change what? Uniforms. They had to change something because now they're in a battle now that they never had to be in before. They're now having to fight an enemy that they didn't even know, some of them didn't even know existed. So we have an enemy today. He always come up with new tactics. And when he come up with new tactics, what do we need to do? Have some tactics, another, some kind of equipment, military equipment, to do what? To ward him off or her off, whoever they are, all right? In the military, see? And let me tell you, expand. What? When you hear expand, you think of something getting wider, right? Amen, or something like that. This is what you're looking for. Well, it is true. When you have something expanded, then that means it's going to do what? Stretch. You have to stretch yourself. Now, if I never say another word today, we're going to talk about you stretching. Stretching wide, That means you have to stretch your mind. You have to stretch your sacrifice. Has to be stretched. Do you hear me? Because we are now going to war. We're in more of a war now in the world than we ever was before. Now, we've been in wars all through our lives. We've had to fight many battles through our lives, but we've come into an age now where the fighting is most severe. More people are in it. More stronger forces are before us now. And they can accomplish some things if we're not prepared to accomplish. See? In the fight. Do you see? Because they have a supply of arms. Like the people out there now that's enemies of the United States, a lot of them, they profess all the great war things that they have, that to conquer our world, conquer our United States, you know. They profess all this stuff. We don't actually know it as of yet, but you never underestimate the devil. You hear what I'm saying? Don't underestimate the devil, but you be ready and be prepared and have yourself, the Bible say, armed likewise. You hear what I'm saying? The Bible say, arm yourself likewise. Did you see what he say? Now, a good example, over there in the Matthew, talking about the virgins. When you talk about the 10 virgins, huh? A good example is seeing how each virgin had the same amount, and they all was in the same position, so to speak. With a wall facing them, it was the bridegroom and the wedding, or whatever way you want to put it that way. But I'll put it in the attitude of the army, okay? But all of them had the same preparation time. Five was wise and five was foolish, see? Now, in the military, you may have a group over here that's wise, and they are preparing wherever they are about to go for their fight. Now, the five foolish figured, I could just get by. I don't have to do all that. I don't have to put on all that stuff like they do, because I have expertise on my side that I can do. But you never thought about the experts' things that you think you have. Can you fight this particular battle? Come on, think about it. Everybody have battles. They have battles in their home. They have battles on the job, battles in the school, battles in the... You go to the restaurant, you got a battle. There are battles everywhere now. See? But can you fight that battle? Do you have the wit? Do you have the wisdom how to deal with these things? Is that military objects in your possession? Do you have them in your possession? All right, the five wise men had what? They had oil in their lamp, the Bible says. That means they were prepared for whatever come. They didn't know when it was going to come, how it was going to come, but they were prepared. See, the army does what? Navy and all of these people, they prepare their men and women for battle. The church is what? To prepare you for battle. But now, if you don't be aware, if you don't prepare like the leaders tell you to or ask you to, then you're not going to fight a good fight, are you? It will not be the fight of faith. Is that right? I know you don't want to talk about it, but it's still truth anyhow. We're not going to tell you no lie of any kind. We want you to win every battle. Now, maybe we not like Pastor so-and-so and so over in Zion Rain Church or wherever. But the fact of the matter is we preparing you for war. See? We prepare you for war in the time of peace. See, the virgins were being prepared for something that had not happened as of yet, that is in the future, any day, see? And so, therefore, we prepare you. We put you on the best armor to fight whatever battle you're in. Come on now, tell me now. Because in warfare, whatever kind of warfare come up, is a sickness. You be prepared for that. What do? You get all the scriptures in the Bible where God talk about healing you. And you read them. Read them. Keep saying them and saying them when you're sick. You keep saying these scriptures, huh? And those words. And then let me tell you one thing. What didn't he say? One thing particular. Laughter does good like a medicine, don't it? Why don't you start laughing? I heard of a lot of people that laugh until they got healed. All they do is laugh. But let me tell you, in the warfare, the enemy not going to give you nothing to laugh about. Y'all get that one? Did you get it? The enemy will not give you anything to laugh about. If anything, he's going to distract you the whole time to keep you there. Come on now, think about it. Hallelujah. If God say laughter is good like a medicine, it will heal you. And I've heard, we met a friend in, where we was in California. Yeah, we met him in California. And he was author of a book, and he wrote a book about laughing when you're sick. And he told the story. What made him write the book was his wife was dying of cancer. And she, I guess him and her came across that scripture in the Bible. And guess what? They began to laugh and laugh and laugh. And she told him for him to laugh. Don't be sad. If it's time for her to go, it's time for her to go. See? But they laugh about everything. They were laughing about everything. He said, you know what? It wasn't a sad time when she left. It wasn't sad as you would have thought it was. He wrote a book about it, about laughter and pain and going through things. And he gave me the book. He gave me the book. He didn't tell me to buy it. He gave it to me. See? And guess what? I thought about it, and I thought I heard other people say, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was J.C. Penney, the man that opened up them stores, J.C. Penney. I was reading his life story, and he was so depressed and down in the dumps and everything, and they had put him in a home and all that and stuff, and he said, all of a sudden, he said, they start singing gospel songs, you know, old-fashioned songs. He listened to it, and it sounded good. And said that people were just laughing, laughing, and he just started laughing with them, and he didn't know what he was laughing about until he laughed his way and sang his way into being healed of that depression that he was in. And then he rose up, and that's how he started the J.C. Penney stores. See? And I said, well, Lord, we don't think about stuff like that. We want to be morbid all the time. We want to be depressed. We want to have the frown on our face all the time. Loose that frown. This is a new year now. It's time to laugh. Put a smile on your face. You done been sad for how many years you've been on this earth? You've been sad all them time. You don't laugh. Every now and then you'll crack a smile, but there ain't no laughter. Go deep down into your soul, into your belly, and just laugh, hearty laugh, you know, and see what it does for you. For your condition. So, see, that's a weapon God has given us to fight in this war. See, the war of sickness, huh? Every time you laugh, you feel better. And then you won't have so many wrinkles either. Okay? Praise God. Amen. But you put that out there. Let's say expand. Now you're going to expand. You expand, that means you're going to do what? You're going to pay it out. All right? That's what one meaning of expand means, paying it out. When you pay it out, That means you're going to use up all that you have laughing, smiling, and just grinning your love from one ear to the other. You're just so happy, and you don't even know what you're happy about. The doctor give you a bad report, you laughing, you smiling, you all praise God and praising God. You see what I'm saying? So you're using it. You're spending up all of that ungodly energy. You know, you're getting rid of it. Emptying yourself of all of the anxieties you've been carrying and all the hatred you've been carrying and the meanness you've been carrying and the anger you've been carrying and disappointment. Disappointments is part of life, so you might as well smile over them and keep on going. Say, well, Lord, tomorrow be better. Talk to yourself, see? Stop limiting yourself, but now it's time to stretch yourself. Expand now. Do it right now. Expand this new year. This is the second day. Now, don't let another day in this year catch you all swole up. Now, come on, spread out. We are developing a new you, a new me, a new us. Okay? Do you want it or don't you? Or you want to stay the same old, same old? You want to be miserable the rest of your life? Never smile. Nothing ever good happens. You just, I wish I may, I wish I might. Have the wish I wish tonight. It ain't coming true. You got to do something. You develop. Stop trying to depend on the wishing well. Develop so you can expand, When you expand, that means what? You're going to increase. You're going to increase in size. You're going to increase in volume. Come on now. See? You're going to increase in your scope, how far you can see. You're taking the limit off of yourself. You see what I'm saying? You're taking the limit off of yourself because now you're extending yourself. Enlarge. The Bible tells you to enlarge your borders. Now, if you're going to stay within one little range, one little box, how will you enlarge? You can't see yourself enlarge. Come on now. You cannot develop yourself because of what? You are limiting yourself. You limit what God has already given you. Now, when he spoke and said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. That means he expects you to expand. Come on now. He gave you the equipment to expand. No matter how the enemy come against you, try to change your mind about certain people, no matter how he makes you start thinking differently about them, negative about them, when you've always thought positive about them, you thinking negative about them, you have what? Allowed him to shrink you instead of expand you. See, you don't want to spread abroad. You don't want to spread abroad. You want to stay within the confines of your 2x4. That's as far as you want to go, don't you? Listen, let me give you a nice little cute word I ran across. It's time now for you to inflate. It's time for you to inflate. Do you hear what I'm saying? When you inflate, now you are doing what? My favorite word, you are now becoming. You're becoming what? larger and larger. You ever see them inflate a balloon? It start tiny and it go bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, don't it? Do it not? So it expands because what? It is now filling up with something. You see, God wants to fill your space today. That's what he want to do right now. The second day of the year, God wants to do what? Fill your space because, hey, ain't you tired of your space being empty? You have no room to what? To fill up nothing. You have no room to enlarge. You have no room to make it bigger. And every military compound have the equipment in spaces that it was big enough for. No matter how big the equipment was that they need, they had space for it. Now, God has given you space in you. Because he said, greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. So now if there's greater within you, that means you are always ready for enlargement. And to be filled up. Do you hear me? To be filled. You're just ready for that. But now the only way you don't is you let everything go down, become empty. See, you want it to become totally empty. There's no room for anything. Not even air. Okay? Got a hole in it. See what I'm saying? It has a hole in it. It can't become anything. So we want to do what? Expand, to spread out today. Spread your wings, so to speak, and learn how to fly. You heard that song say, I believe I can fly. Do you believe you can? Hey, you never know, do you, what God can do for you. Think about when he fed the fish and the loaves, with the loaves and the two fish. Think about the people he fed, brother. Think about it. How many? He was giving you an example, see. No matter, say you see all these people out here and they just followed Jesus, listening to the word, wanted to hear more of the word, and they just kept following him and following him and following him, and he just took them way on out there. And then they was hungry. They got hungry, and there was nothing around to eat. Nobody, no restaurant wasn't around, no grocery store wasn't nothing around. And what happened? See, when you got Jesus, you're already prepared, whether you know it or not. But if you don't have him, you got nothing prepared. You like the five foolish virgins that didn't bring no oil because they thought they can get some from somebody else. Come on now, think about it. See, you go to church and you don't want to do nothing yourself, but you want to get something from somebody else. You want to drain somebody else all the time, make their supply low. They praising God and you up there down there looking silly. Come on. And then you be trying to draw, hey, pray for me, pray for me, pray for yourself. What happened to you? You want to be one of the five foolish virgins, don't you? With no oil. Come on now. Think about it now. And so you going to the ones with oil, come on, give me some. You pray for me means give me some of your oil. No, listen, God got a supply for everyone. And he is what? Writing down each person that's using their supply. That's what he doing? You didn't know that, did you? Think about it. Think about God doing just that. See? When you want a supply from somebody else, but you don't want your own supply. I like to have my own stuff. You know what? I must have been praying or something. I like to have my own. And it really bothers me when I don't have my own, include my own everything. I even want my own money. I don't want to have to be begging nobody, because people want you to beg them, see, for their money. When you need something, you can't just go to the store and buy it because you ain't got none of your own. You got to beg somebody else. I don't want to beg it. I ain't going to steal nobody's stuff. You don't want to give it to me? That's between you and God. I'm going to God. Now, God, I need my own stuff. I don't want to go through this here. See, that's where I talk to God. See, I don't want your stuff. I want mine. Okay? Praise God. Now, I know you might not want to do that. But, see, God has a way for you to get and not to get. And if you are prepared, hey, your lamp's already full. You got a whole lot of oil in them, too. You got enough oil. Don't care how long it takes for him to come back. You got enough. It's going to last you. And you ain't going to be in the dark. You see? See, the foolish birds are in the dark. They ain't got no oil in the lamp. The little bit they had put in there, they thought that was sufficient. They didn't prepare for a delay. Okay? You got to be prepared for a delay. You got to be prepared that person that you're counting on will not be there always. You're going to have to depend on yourself. Mama won't do it. Sister won't do it. Daddy won't do it. Uncle won't do it. Children ain't going to do it. You can tell my, oh, yes, I got the best children in the world. I ain't had the best children in the world. I couldn't depend on mine. I don't depend on them today. Well, the ones that left, I don't depend on them. See? See? I don't depend on them. I'm dependent on God. I'm not depending on the people. You don't depend on the people. You depend on God. Trust God. God is the one that work on people. And I do say it. I do say it. And I guess I do, like Bishop say, I'll die with it. Some things you just die with. Okay? You don't depend on people, because people is so uncertain. Today they with you, and tomorrow they ain't. See? Today they will. Oh, I just love you to pieces. You're right. Soon as I break up in pieces, and you love me then. But I ain't got nothing. No, you don't know me, because you ain't giving me nothing. See? That's the way people are. But God never leaves you nor forsake you. He's see about you. He said he'll be with you always, even to the end of time. He's going to be there with you, and he's going to supply your every need. See, when you need him, you need him because your all seem like it's going low. Now, the military don't have no low all time. They fill up everything, because if they don't, they won't be ready, will they, for a war. They don't have no bullets. They can't shoot nothing. They don't have no bombs. They can't set off a rocket or nothing. They ain't going to run out of them. They have a supply of them, ready for when the enemy strike. You can strike back. Come on now. This is the way God has his world plan. When he planned his army, his army of saints. You're already equipped. When he gave you the Holy Ghost, you were equipped. See? But if you don't use it, you let it run out. You ain't got nothing to help you when you walk, when your walk on. Mm-hmm. When you get depressed, what kind of equipment you going to use? You going to look for your friend or your enemy or somebody, your mother or father, somebody. They gone fishing somewhere. You can't find them. You have to fight it yourself. Hmm? Depression. And I've been hearing that lately. A lot of people have been walking around with depression here lately. Hmm? So if they are depressed, they can't fight tender. They don't know how to fight. Hmm? And when soldiers is they're getting ready to, you know, learn how to fight. When they are out there going through all that training and crawling in the dirt and climbing over stuff and whatever else, they go in the rain and I guess they got to fight against colds too, right? They better not be nobody easy to catch a cold, will it? You know, they going to have problems. But what happened? They are being trained how to stand in all types of weather and situations. And God trained his people the same way. Hmm? He said, none but the righteous to see God. The righteous. See? And when you become, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, when you become that, you are doing what? Filling up all the spaces. Do you see? You're filling them up. You're stretching out now. And this is what we're doing today, developing you. We want to develop you. Hmm? Because God wants you whole, every whit whole. He don't want no holes. He say, don't have no spot of wrinkles in you. None of that. All right? None of that. Because what? You stretch. See? You ever stretched a rubber band? You just keep pulling it and stretching it and stretching it and stretch it, don't you? And it stretches. And you can fit it around something you thought you couldn't. Maybe you can fit it around your thigh. You know? That stretched pretty good, ain't it? Now, can you put it around your waist? Hmm? You can put it around your arm, but can you put it around your waist? Think about it. Think about how big and how little and how far you can stretch it. How far do you want to get stretched? To an arm rubber band or to a waist rubber band? Hmm? You want to be able to stretch as far as you can go, can't you? Because you want God to use you, right? You really want God to use you. I don't blame you. I want him to use me too. Hmm? And God wants us to go in the directions that he would have us to go, not where we want to go. You know, we want to go to the nice places, the good places. You can't always go to the good places. Okay? You can't always have good people in your churches you call good people. You have broken down people that's discouraging and all type of mental problems in some people in there. God send them to you because he know you've been stretched enough to help them. To be a light for them. Hmm? To help them come together. See? That they will what? Become stretchable too. After meeting you. You the captain. You the general. See? Of this army. How about the 5-star general? You that. You want to be that? Then that's who you are. Or we can say, like everybody say, the chief. You want to be the chief? Okay. All right. Amen. I'm gonna go. You know, I could go on. I have lots to say about that, but I'm gonna kind of cut off. Give you an affirmation for being expandable. Okay. The ground I am on is holy ground. I now expand rapidly into the divine plan of my life, where all conditions are permanently perfect. All right, I'm going to say it again, this affirmation. The ground I am on is holy ground. I now expand rapidly into the divine plan of my life, where all conditions are permanently perfect. Where all conditions are permanently perfect. Now, that's an affirmation for you on expansion. That you are to be expandable. And you are expandable if you so want to be. If you want to take the limit off of God now. See, you got to take the limit off of it. Let your faith arise, huh? Would you do that? Huh? Come on. Trust God for whatever you need at this hour. Yes, yes. We thank God for you. All right, I'll let somebody else go on here now and do whatever, wherever they want to add to it, in whatever way. All right. I'll continue this another day. Praise the Lord. Amen. Expandable.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word from Apostle Porter, expandable. And when she was talking about the word expandable, that was something to think about, expandable meaning to increase, to expand, to stretch. And we know that in the stretching, that means not certain things, if you don't stretch it evenly and you stretch it too quick, it may cause a little hole in there. So people that is skilled in the stretching, they would stretch it at a time, especially if a person is baking and they have the little dough and they kind of unwind it slowly and then they start stretching it more, a little at each end. But they don't do it overnight. It's a process. And it means that also we have to be what? It means size and volume. And the good example is the military, that when you just starting in the military, you're walking in with what you know. But they have to train you and put in what you need in order to endure the hardship as a good soldier in the military. They had to take out, you know, especially the boys or girls, the comfort zone where you so used to waking up your time in, they changed you. You had to be trained how to wake up earlier. You have to train how to spread your bed. You have to train how to iron your clothes. Some people don't believe in ironing their clothes now. So, you know, that's a part of the stretching, right? They had to be what? Changed from their way of doing things into the way the military wants you to do, how they want you to do. Why? Because when you sign on the dotted line, you gave up your rights for their rights. You told them what? Uncle Sam tell you, I need you, I want you. So, in other words, when you sign, you give them free course to do whatever they want to do with you, to stretch you, to bring out the best that is in you. And sometimes some children don't even know what's in them, but when they finish with boot camp, they either pass the test or they go
right back home and say, this is too hard. But you know what? But if they want to achieve everything in their life, it doesn't matter how hard it gets. It doesn't matter the weather, it, or it's raining, or it's snow, or the mosquito is biting you. They still have a goal in mind. I'm going to pass this. I'm going to pass this test. And there's a time in your life where you have to really look at the end result, not what you're walking through now, but the end result. What is it you want to accomplish at the end? And then the woman of God was talking about the virgins, right, the five foolish and the five wise. And they say they all had oil, but one was more, the five was more watchful. They made sure they maintained what they had. They made sure they were being expandable. They made sure they were being refilled. They made sure they were doing everything that is needed. But the five foolish was just waiting on, okay, I got enough time to do this. It's always a delay, always something coming up for them not to obtain what they need, the fullness of having their lamp full. But then we don't know the timing or the season. We don't even know when Jesus will come. We don't even know when is our season or time. If we don't, we can miss it if we don't pay attention to what's going on. Be able to be expendable. Or according to even the book of with Jabez, right? When he talks about First Chronicles, the fourth chapter, starting at verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hands might be with me, and thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And sometimes we have to go to God and ask God that same thing Jabez did. Because of what? You don't know what each person is going through, what trials, what tests they're going through in their life. And you have to at time ask God that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Enlarge is another word of expandable. It's the same thing. He was asking God to make a change. He was asking God to enlarge his territory. He was asking God to increase him. He was asking God to bring him into a place in him. And God answered him. And God, he asked God to keep him from the evil days. That thou would keep me from what? Evil. Keep me from evil. Keep me from the things of the enemy. And we, you know, we a lot of times we don't want to understand that we are in a spiritual warfare, because the word let us know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in high places. We wrestle against the unseen things that we don't see. But then what? He asked God to keep him from the evil days. Keep him from the evil days. Keep him from the storm. God can allow you to go through the things in your life, but he's keeping you, he's protecting you, he's walking with you, he's holding you, he's carrying you when it's too much for you to bear. He is the burden bearer. And also, I'm reminded also that in Psalms 18, verse 118, verse 5, say, I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. So when you're going through these things where you need God to help you, why? Because the word came forth before that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And you know what? The greater one on the inside is the one that will always let you know you can go ahead, go ahead. You can do it. Keep on reaching. Keep on standing. Keep on going forward. Encourage yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to encourage yourself and ask God to keep you. Keep you and bring you to that place that you need to walk in. And when Jabez asked him, keep me, enlarge me, but also keep me from the evil. And to each person, evil time is different. It's different for each person, but you still have to ask him to keep you, to direct your path. Even when you say, yeah, do I walk through the valley or the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with you. He's your strength in the storm. He is your hope. When everything has failed you, God never fails. He never fails. When you don't know what to do, he is the one that brings forth direction for you in your life. He promised us this. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said everything else may, and it's okay if it does, but he said I'll be the one right there. I'm going to stretch you. I'll bring you to the place that you need to be in me. And he didn't tell us we won't have storms in our life, y'all. He did not tell us we won't have happy days. We'll be laughing every time. But you know what? He told us when you're going through those things, you got to depend on me, because the word let us know the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when I need strength, I got to lean on him, because he is my strength. He is my rock and my butler. So even when you're going through boot camp in the army, you still got to remember the word of God. That he's your shield. He's the one walking with you. It doesn't matter the storm, but it does matter who is walking with you through the storm. There's times when your family may get tired along the way, but you know what? Jesus never gets tired. There's times they may put their hands up in their air. But you know what? He promised me he'll be right there. Amen. So today, know that. Ask him to, when in his enlarging you and expanding you and stretching you, ask him to be with you. When I don't know it, God, when I don't know what else to do, Lord, help me. It's okay, y'all. He is your strength today. And he's the one that can bring you through. Amen. He's the one will always bring you through. And he is your shepherd today. You shall not want for anything. So no matter what it is, this is 2020. But you know what? We thank God for every trial, for every test, for every up, for every down, every disappointment, every laughter, everything that happened in 2019. But this is 2020. And God, we thank you for 2020. Because we know in 2020, we're going to need you, Lord. So walk with us and help us, Lord. And when we don't understand, Lord, we dependent on you for understanding. I know there's a lot of people going through a lot of things, and it may not seem like it's a lot, but you know what? Only thing we can tell them, you know what? Keep crying out to God. Keep putting your hands in his hand. And when you don't know what else to do, only God can do it. He'll never fail you, and he's not about to. And he will not allow the enemy to laugh at you. You know, he promised us. He'll spread a table before our enemy. Who is our enemy? The enemy of our soul. Not the person beside you, but is the enemy of your soul that comes to derail you, that comes to distract you, that to come to cause all manner of evil in your life. That's the enemy in your life. So when we know that who we're fighting against, we can stand. But know that today, that God is with you. Ask him to enlarge you today. Ask him to increase in you. Less of you and more of him. It's all the same thing. Whatever words you want to use. Like the balloon. Nathan had a balloon this week, couple of days ago. The balloon was flat. But then we saw blowing air in the balloon. It started to become more and more round. So ask God to keep you and keep breathing his breath of life in you. Ask him to keeping his hands around you and upon you and help you to continue to walk in 2020. Let him know that not my will, Lord, but your will be done. And remember, he's the one that's teaching you. He'll allow you to go through things in life. But it's also to teach you. I remember this affirmation, no man is my enemy. Every man is my teacher. What it is I need to learn. Every person you meet in your lifetime, go over your life. Every person you have met, what is it you learn from that person? Take each thing in your life as a stepping stone. For growth. Always look at it as a growth. It doesn't matter if they knock you down, smash you. It doesn't even matter what it is you needed to learn. I needed to learn how to stand. I needed to learn how to be strong. I needed to learn that I need to trust God more. I needed to learn, put my confidence in him. What it is in your life. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now I belong to him. And if David said he have never seen the righteous, he was once young, but now he's old. And he have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We got to look how long God have kept us on this earth. And God, you have went through things in your life, but he have never forsaken you. Even through the storm, he did not forsake you. He was right there. He was right there for your children. He was right there for your neighbors. Everyone around you, he was right there. Even in that sorrow, he was still right there, be giving them the comfort they need. So today, remember, turn everything around and use it as a stepping stone to expand you so you can go forward in God. So remember today, the five wise and the five foolish, remember to keep your oil burning. Whatever it takes for you to make it in, whatever it takes for you to get what God has for you, make sure you're doing it. So remember today, be expendable. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, we're talking about being expanded. Praise the Lord. Amen. And just give you something to think about. You know, are we paying attention when we in Bible study? Are we paying attention in the school of wisdom? Are we paying attention when the word is being preached or taught to us from the pulpit? Praise God. He said, just don't only be what? Hearers of the word, but be what? Doers also. Am I right? And I want to touch on this military thing again. And this apostle and Pastor Sharon was talking about the military. I was thinking about a paratrooper. Some is rangers, they be on the ground. Some is paratroopers. In other words, they have a pack that they have to learn how and be taught how to pack their own paratroop, that bag. And when they get up in the air, praise God, and as they turn to jump, man, they are taught how to pull that string where that paratroop will come out. Praise God. And that will get them safe from the air to the back down to the earth. Am I right? Now, if you don't pay attention when the instructor is teaching, see, are you missing class and praise God and don't show up and being late, you're going to miss something. And you have to follow every little single detail because you are the one got to pack it. See? So you can't put it on the instructor. He done did his job. Praise God. He have taught you how to do A, B, C, and D, or whatever the case may be. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. This is what the leaders, amen, in the churches, praise God, is telling you now to pay attention, stay focused. Why? Because it's a war going on. Praise God. But thank God that even though that is a war going on, the scripture also tells us that we are in the world, but we're not of it. Am I right? And it is also remind us that is one baptism, but many refill it. And it's a lot of foolish people in the church. Throughout, from the east, west, north, and the south, going to church Sunday after Sunday. Praise God. And not paying attention. Praise God. And there's one thing that I know, man, that our Lord and Savior, his second coming, is going to be swift and suddenly. And if we're not going to have time, praise God, to get your house in order. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. So if it's one baptism but many refilling, amen, there's, man, we should think about it, amen, every time that we enter into the house of the Lord. Praise God. Lord, fill me, amen, from the crown of my head to the very soles of my feet. Praise God. Where we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil from week after week, hour by hour, minute by minute. Am I right? Or we are living in the last days. Praise God. Now, verse 8 say, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Now, notice now, they was at the wedding ceremony just like the wise. And they was waiting on the bridegroom. See? Now, ladies, you know, a virgin is clean. All 10 was clean. But the foolish had not filled, praise God, their vessels. Amen. They hadn't filled. Amen. What about you today? Is that you? What side are you on? Are you on the wise? Are you on the foolish? We're very good at pointing and looking at somebody else. But it's time to look at the man in the mirror. Am I right? Praise the Lord. I mean, this is a self case. And when Jesus returned, when his second coming, amen, you cannot be trying to get ready. We have to be ready. Man. One thing I know that he's going away to prepare a place for us. And where he is, we're going to be also. Praise God. Man. But you have to think about the expanding of what they are talking about today because it's very vital. It's very important in our walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we know we have an adversary. See? Is trying to turn us around, trying to discourage, trying to do all the above. But ain't you glad that greater that is in you and I than he that is in the world? He's always there. as I heard it already before said, knowing that he would never leave us, not forsake us. That's a promise to us. And we can stand on his word, because if he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Am I right? And he's always there. And I'm glad about it that we serve a risen Savior. It's all about him. Praise God. He's God of the living and not the dead. Praise God. And I thank God, amen. All we got to do is just stay focused. Keep our eyes on the soon coming King. Jesus is coming back. And he says he's coming back for a church without a spot, what? A wrinkle. Am I right? We cannot have even a spot or a wrinkle in our lives. Praise God. So it's time and behooves us to do some soul searching. Praise God. To do some soul searching. Man, search ourselves, search ourselves, search ourselves. Because the God that we serve, he searches the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Ain't you glad about that? That we serve a God that made us and know all about us. And he's always there all the time. Praise God. And he always, one thing when we talking about being expanded, amen, and he always brings us out to bring us in to something better. Praise the Lord. Am I right? And he's doing great things now. He say his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Praise God. So he's moving, praise God, on our behalf. See, so the year of 2020, we want to stay more focused, paying attention. Amen. Keeping our eyes on the soon coming King, because Jesus is coming back. Praise God. And I'm glad about it. And what about you? Are you on the Lord's side? Praise God. Now you see why Paul said to the Ephesus church, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? You have a lot of believers in the church. But have you been filled with his Holy Spirit? Because when he did come up out of the grave and send it back to glory, sitting on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, God the Father sent the Holy Spirit back. He said, I would not leave you comfortless. And that's what he said. Come on now. Talking about expanding. But I'm going to send you, amen, some help. A comfort. Praise God. That will rule, rest, and abide with you always. Praise God. Praise God. To keep you in that straight and that narrow path. We talk about expanding. And he's always there. Praise God. Verse 9 says, but the wise answered and said, not so. Is there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. This is a self case. Praise God. One thing I know, you can't buy the Holy Ghost. Can't nobody give it to you. He said, you have not because you ask not. You got to open up your mouth and say, Lord, expand me, fill me. Amen. With your Holy Spirit. And he'll do just that. Praise God. Amen. When he walked on the earth, he could not be where I'm talking to you and where you at all at the same time. But oh, when he gave his life on the cross of Calvary and went down into the grave, now, amen, and he's sending it back to glory. His spirit is everywhere, all at the same time. All you got to do is open up your mouth. Man, say, Lord, expand me. Man, open up your mouth and ask him today. Praise God. And oh, he'll do it. Praise God. Amen. He said, if you confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart, man, thou shalt be saved. Man, and he also appeal you with that expanding, what we're talking about today. He want to put some in you. Amen. Will you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil? Praise God. Amen. That's the power. That's the authority that he have given each and every one of you that has been filled with God's Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. He don't have no respect to person. He loves you today. You may be the black sheep of your family. You may think that nobody don't love you. Or regardless of whatever you are going through at this moment, praise God. Amen. He will, amen, bring you out. And he loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. And he'll love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Amen. I often tell the church all the time, if you'd have been the only person in this earth, praise God, he yet would have unrobed himself and come down into a low world and died for your sins. That's the love that he held for mankind. What is man that he's so mindful of? Oh, praise God, that he gave his life. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? And he called us his friends. Praise God. Amen. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you. But Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon today. Are you expandable? Are you going to stretch your mind, stretch the way you are thinking? Awesome word coming forth for the year 2020. Always self-examine yourself. It's all about you. Self-examine yourself today. Stretch your mind, stretch your thinking in the Word. Continue to attend your Bible study to stretch your mind, stretch your thinking, get more knowledge, and expand yourself in the Word today. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. It's some awesome listening. Share it with a friend. Just send a link to them. You can also visit us on Facebook at Logan International Ministries, and you can just click on the link, and you can listen as well. Also, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You need prayer. You have a praise report. You want to accept Christ in your life. You can do it at that time as well. So remember, that's tomorrow night, Friday night, that's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You would like to sow a seed into the woman of God's life, into this radio broadcast, you can go to our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. That's LOGION internationalministries.com and hit the donate button. We thank all those that sow seed and continue to help donate to the broadcast. Or you can send it to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
Fall asleep. what's on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when
things
start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go.
Let him
have.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends,
I can let God, let him have. Let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.